This week's Parsha, Parsha's Va'era. Parsha begins Va'era, El Avram, El Yitzchok, Vel Yaakov, Bekel, Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, Lenedati Lahem. I appear to Avram, to Yitzchok, and to Yaakov as Kel Shakai, but with my name Hashem, the Shem Havaya, I did not make myself known to them. At the end of the previous Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Hashem for sending him, because instead of helping Klal Yisrael, he only made it worse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he only appeared to the others with the name of Kel Shakai, while to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself with the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Havaya. What is the difference between these two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kel Shakai, name of Shakai, and Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rashi says, Hashem made promises to the others using the name Kel Shakai. However, he did not use his name of Havaya, which is his attribute of keeping trust, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promises. The others did not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfill his promises. Of course, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills all his promises, but the Avos HaKadoshim did not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfill his promises. The Ramban says that the difference between the Shem of Kel Shakai and the Shem of Havaya is in the Gilui Shechina. Kel Shakai is a revelation which is not in a clear vision, while the Shem Havaya is a revelation of the Shechina with a clear vision. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu who was zeicha to speak ponim al ponim, face to face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He had a clear vision. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to the Shem Havaya, the Shechina of a clear version, while the Avos HaKadoshim were not zeicha to this. It says in the Maral Diskin, Ushmi Hashem lo nedati lohem. The Haftocha which the Avos HaKadoshim received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one which would occur through the normal laws of nature. However, the Geula actually came about through miracles which are not in the realm of nature, utilizing the Shem Havaya. So he says the Shem Havaya is the Gilui, coming of the Gilui Shechina through miracles which is not in the realm of nature. As we know that by Kriyas Yamsuf and so on, in the Mitzrayim, these were Nisim that happened out of the realm of nature. It says in the Pre-Tzadik, we actually find the Shem Havaya numerous times by the others. So what does it mean? Yishmi Hashem lo yedati lahem. But we find that it is so. Kel Shakai is the Shem which Hashem used for the mitzvah of Bris Milah between Hashem and Avram. However, the root of all mitzvahs of the Torah is given with the Shem Havaya. So when there's a mitzvah and a Torah is given with the Shem Havaya, that's the Torah connection to Klal Yisrael. It says in the Hamidavar, and the Shem Shakai means that the world was created with the covet of Hashem. The Shem Havaya means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously runs the world. This includes the Hashgacha of Yidden as well as Goyim. The actions of the wicked cause a pegam, a blemish to the covet of Hashem. It says in the Medrash HaGadol, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the others to do something, they complied without questions. They had complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, the other Nevi'im needed to see the Shem Havaya in order to have emunah in Hashem. So this Medrash is really similar to what we said about seeing in a clear vision versus not a clear vision, like the Ramban, that it was, if I care it, it was a greater level of the Avos HaKadoshim that they were able to not see a clear vision and still follow the words of Hashem. Avshalom Shnorfal Hirsch says, the entire history of the Yidden from the times of Avram till this point in time was downhill. Avram was a leader amongst the nations of the world, while Yaakov was an unfortunate, hard-working servant who had to toil in order to get himself a wife, and then was forced to perform additional labor in order to keep her. Had Hashem chosen an upward path for Klal Yisrael, then they would have been like every other nation of the world. This special nation, Klal Yisrael, was to be founded solely from Hashem and upon the fulfillment of His will, on the Rebbeinu Shlom's Ratzon. Hence, the people must start where others have stopped. it had to lie prone, about to perish in its own blood, and rise to a nationhood only through the Creator's call, and proclaim to the world, Ani Hashem. Klal Yisrael had to go down first. It had to be not, didn't look so good for Klal Yisrael. And then it was all following the Ratzon Hashem, Ani Hashem. The moment of Hashem's revelation of the Shem Havaya was when the helplessness of Avram's descendants reached a climax, so that Klal Yisrael should always know that it is only with Hashem's help that one can endure the vicissitudes of life and prevail. The Pnei David says, Hashem said that the Shem Havaya, the way it is written, was not made known to the Avis. Although Hashem revealed himself to Avram with the name of Havaya, as we see, Ani Hashem Asher Tesicha Me'ur Kazdim, the Shem is read with the Shem Adnus. We don't say Yud Kei Vav Kei, we say the Shem Adnus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the written Shem Havaya and only revealed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shachar Torah says that the Shem Havaya was not revealed to the Avos because the name was not complete. Avram completed the Hay of the Shem Havaya, and therefore Hay was added to his name. The Yud was completed by Yitzchak because he received a Bris Milah on the 8th day. Yaakov completed the Vav of the Shem Havaya, which is why the Pasuk says, Velekei Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Hay, the second Hay, which completed the Shem Havaya. It says in the Pasuk in Shemois, Lima Shemoi, Ma Shemoi, Ma. The Seif Tevis of the last letters of these words spell the Shem Havaya. This is a remez that Moshe was alluding to the fact that he completed the Shem Havaya. So we have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then Moshe completing the four Oisiyos of the Shem Havaya. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who completed it. And that's what it means when it says that Vishmi Hashem Edati Lahem, because it was not complete yet. Only by Moshe Rabbeinu was it complete, that it was revealed. It says in the Be'er Moshe that the Avos were satisfied with little. They were not looking to receive reward, rather their only desire was to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shalom revealed himself to them in the same fashion, with the shame of Shakai, which means die, it's enough. They were not looking for more. It says in the Imre Shefer from Shlomo Kluger that the shame of Kael Shakai represents Midas Hadin. The Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to demonstrate how Klal Yisrael are dearer to him than the Avos HaKadoshim. The Rabbeinu Shalom only revealed himself to the Avos with the shame of Din, the shame Hashem of Din, and was not with them throughout all of their Torahs. V'gam ani shamati yisnakas b'nei Yisrael. Moreover, I, Hashem, heard the groan of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean that Hashem heard? Shamati. What does it mean Hashem heard? Hashem was saying that he too feels the pain of Klal Yisrael. Before Matan Torah, although Hashem was with Klal Yisrael and Golus, Klal Yisrael were first, and then Hashem joined in their suffering. Klal Yisrael had the suffering, and then Hashem joined. After Matan Torah, the Shekhinah goes to Golus first, with Klal Yisrael following. The Shekhinah is before us. The Shekhinah is in Golus. We're going after. It says in Aderes Eliyahu, on the Avtera, on that day I will cause the strength of the house, the Beis Yisrael of Yisrael, to flower, to flourish. The Mefarshim say that when Klal Yisrael do not follow the Ratzon Hashem, it causes the Dalit from the word Echad in the Pasuk in Shmuel, Mi Ka'amacha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baret, Chas V'Shalom, that Echad, the Dalit, turns into a Reish, which makes the word Acher. With a Reish, the Pasuk means that another nation will receive the land. There'll be another nation who will receive the land. However, when Klal Yisrael do a proper tshuva, the Reish turns back into a Dalet, that Klal Yisrael will be the only one, Echad, the only one nation in the land. Bayoimahu, on that day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive Klal Yisrael for all of their Averis, then Atzmiyah Keren LeBeis Yisrael, the Keren, the corner of the Dalet, this is the Aderes Eliyahu, the Keren, the corner of the Dalet, which was erased and became a Reish, a Dalet and a Reish, the difference is just a little corner, so it got erased because of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. I, Hashem, will make it sprout and will once again be a Dalet. That little piece will come back and it will be a Dalet. Tezim Rabbeinu Yoyel, The Rosh HaTevis of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov is the same gematria as the Shem Hashem of Ekeh. And the Seif Tevis is Mem Kuf Beis, which in Akbash is Shakai. Ekeh and Shakai. The remaining middle letters of the names of the Avos is the gematria of Ata, Ayin Sofei, which means time, referring to in the proper time the goals will come to an end for eternity. It says in the Ach Pritvua, Vayayre Elav Ani Hashem, and he, Hashem, said to Moshe, I am Hashem. Elikim, the Shem Hashem, which represents Midas Hadin, has a gematria of 86. The gematria of Ani Hashem, Ani Yudke Vavke, is 87. If you add an Aleph, which represents 1, to the Midas Hadin, it turns Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. When one recognizes that Hashem runs the world, and there is no real concept of happenstance, and that's chus, recognizing the one of above, the Aleph, he is eicha to have Midas Hadin changed to Midas Harachamim. It says in the Kol Ram, the Avos were always concerned that perhaps they did not veira, because they were always judged with the shame of Shakai, Midas Hadin. Moshe was concerned that Klal Yisrael did not have Zechusim and were perhaps not worthy to be redeemed and to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. It was only for the Avos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself with the Midas Hadin. Moshe did not have to worry. For now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself with the Shem Havaya and the Midas HaRachamim. Klal Yisrael is now and forever guaranteed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. No longer the Shem Kel Shakai, but rather the Shem of Havaya, which is Midas HaRachamim. Then the Mayim Beis HaSheva. He gives a marshal. There was a rich man who told a poor man that he put 1,000 zuz into the bank for him. The poor person has become rich, yet he does not have the money in his hand, for the money is in the bank. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Avos HaKadoshim HaHavtacha that they would receive Eretz Yisrael. Although they did not actually receive it then to the Avos, it was already theirs, even though it was in the bank. They felt that it's theirs. It's in the bank. It's theirs. That is a lashon of Shakai. Die. It was enough for the Avos that they received an Havtacha from their Ribono Shel Olam. That was enough. To them, it was as if it already occurred. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Chaval av le'avdim v'lo mishtachin. Woe to those who are gone and cannot be replaced. Woe to those who believed it as if it happened without seeing it. Die. It was enough for the Avos HaKadoshim that they got a Havtacha from me. And they knew that to them it happened already. Woe that those they're not around anymore. Now with the Shem Havayah, the truth is seen, but that means that there is less reward. The difference between the names of Hashem. The Avos HaKadoshim has complete emunah in their Ribono Shel Olam. It was enough for them just to have the Havtacha from their Ribono Shel Olam. Once the Geula is here, there will not be a chance to receive reward for emunah, because the truth will be known to all. So we have to take a lesson from this. Now is the time. Once Mashiach has come, Meher B'Yameinu, there's not going to be a chance to get Schar. The Avos HaKadoshim got tremendous Schar. Without even seeing it. They had Havtacha, but they didn't see it happen. They believed it. It's as if it already was there in their hands. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the times of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, it had to be revealed to the Shem Havayah to Klal Yisrael. It's already a lower level. Klal Yisrael already saw something. Not complete, but the Shem Havayah is more of a Giloy. We have to take our opportunities now. We should be zecher to see Mashiach come soon. Very soon. But we have to take advantage now, because once Mashiach comes, to believe is not going to be a kunz anymore. It's not going to be called emunah. You're going to see it bepoel. It's going to be all true in front of your face. Now is the time that we have to work on our emunah and our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that we should be zeichet to have the geula of Meher V'Yamein. Vayidabe Moshe lefnei Hashem leimor. And Moshe spoke before Hashem saying, Hein b'nei Yisrael, behold b'nei Yisrael, lo shamu elai, have not listened to me, ve'eich yishme'eni farei v'ani ralz v'sayim. So how will Pari listen to me? And you should know, by the way, I also have blocked lips. Ani ralz v'sayim. In Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk says, Vayoymer Moshe lefnei Hashem, and Moshe says before Hashem, Hein, behold, and Yeral's Fasayim, I have blocked lips, Ve'ech Yishmaelai Parai. And how will Parai heed what I say? How will he listen to me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Parai in behalf of Klal Yisrael to free Klal Yisrael. Moshe replied that Klal Yisrael did not listen to him. Undoubtedly, Parai will ignore him. In addition, Moshe had a speech impediment. The Torah then continues to list the genealogy of Shevet Levi. So we have Pasuk Yud-Bei, Zedah Moshe Hashem Lemor, Hei Menei Yisrael, Hashem Lemor, Hei Menei Yisrael, Hashem Lemor, Hei Then we have the whole genealogy of Shevet Levi, the Shevet of Moshe and Aaron. And afterwards, the Torah goes back to discussing the mission at hand for Moshe to speak to Parai concerning freeing Klal Yisrael. Why does Moshe repeat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Parai will not listen to him due to his speech impediment? In Kapitel Dalid, Pasuk Yud, in last week's parasha, the Pasuk says, Ki chavei peh v'chavei lashon reichi, for I am heavy of mouth and heavy of speech. The Rebbeinu Shlomo previously told Moshe to speak to Parai, and Moshe already told him that he had a speech impediment. Why did Moshe repeatedly tell the Rebbeinu Shlomo that he cannot speak to Parai because of a speech impediment? Now, Deres Eliyahu says that Yosef gave Klal Yisrael a sign to recognize the Savior of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk in Bereishis, Kapitel Nun, Pasuk Chavdalad, Pokoid Yifkoid. Yosef told Klal Yisrael that the Savior of Klal Yisrael, the one who would take them out, would be the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take Klal Yisrael out, would know the code word of repeating the word Pekida, Pokoid Yifkoid, Pokoid Pokality. In Shemais, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Tez Zayin, the Pasuk says Pokoid Pekadeti. Moshe told Klal Yisrael the code words. However, Klal Yisrael, how did Klal Yisrael know that he was the Savior? And he goes, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the code words, he said Pokoid Pekadeti. But did they really know he was the Savior? Perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu knew the code words from others who knew how to identify the Savior. Right? It doesn't say how many people were told. It was maybe a big secret, the word Pokoid Yifkoid. Who did Yosef tell? But there were obviously those in Klal Yisrael who knew that the double Lashon of Pekida was the code words. That would be the Goyel. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was in on it and he knew about it. So of course, there were a bunch of people who knew the code words. So he said Pokoid Pekadeti. Shach that Deres Eliyahu, beautiful. That is why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made Moshe Rabbeinu have a speech impediment with his lips. Naturally, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to enunciate the letter pei. Pei, you use your lips for. You need to have the lips moving. Pei, they touch each other, and you say pei. Miraculously, Moshe was able to clearly enunciate Pokoid Pokarati. And that was the confirmation that he was a true savior of Klal Yisrael. He was going to be the one to lead them out of Mitzrayim. Rashi says, and Moshe already said this earlier in Pasuk Yud Beis. Why is it repeated here? Heinani Arals Fasayim. He asks the question. It says it in Pasuk Lamed, and it says it previously in Pasuk Yud Beis. Why repeat it? Rashi says that since the Torah interrupted the narrative of the matter, as we said, it went and started discussing Shevet Levi, the Torah repeats it like a person who says, okay, let us go back over the initial point. So we're chazering. I started by telling you that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to go to Yeras Fasayim. Then we got into a different topic. We discussed the genealogy of Shevet Levi. And now we're going back to, by what were we discussing? That Moshe Rabbeinu was on Yeras Fasayim. Now, Sham Shemofal Hirsch says, what is the difference in Lashon between Moshe said before of Kaved Peh and Kaved Lashon, like we said in Pasha Shemois, and Arals Fasayim? What's the difference? Zaktiv Sham Shemofal Hirsch, that Kaved Peh and Kaved Lashon denotes a clumsiness of speech. Arals Fasayim is one who has no control over the faculty with which he is naturally endowed. Moshe is saying that even if he overcomes the clumsiness of his vocal organs, of Kaved Peh v'Kaved Lashon, he still lacks the power of speech, the right words fail him. So he's not going to be, even if he was able to get over the physical part of it, the correct words, he still would not be able to do. It says in the Guru Hashem, Vayamim Oishel Hashem Ish Dvar Manoichi. In Kapitel Chof Ches, Moshe said to Hashem, I am not a man of words. Man is a synthesis of the physical and spiritual. The power of speech is the result of the fusion of the body and soul, the physical and the spiritual. In ordinary humans, the relationship between man's physical and spiritual components is basically balanced. The result is normal speech. Zokta Maral, Moshe had a speech impediment because his relationship between body and soul was unbalanced. He was mostly neshama, mostly soul. Azoshtet Maral, unbelievable. It says in Ibn Ezra, Aral Svatayim, over here means that Moshe was not able to speak well in the language of the Mitzrayim. That's what he was referring to. Nichsam Sefer says, the Baruch Shalom would not send Moshe or anyone else for that matter on a shlichus that could not be fulfilled. Moshe saw that Klal Yisrael did not listen to him and he blamed his speech impediment. Pari would not listen to him. Look, Klal Yisrael didn't listen to him, Pari would not listen to him. If no one will listen to him, then what is the purpose of a shlichus? Pasuk says, Re'ei nesaticha leikim lefarei. Kodesh Baruch Hu answered Moshe, see, I have made you a master over Pari. Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than Pari. In the policy guidelines of kings, the greater one does not have to speak in the other's language, rather there can be an interpreter. Moshe did not speak fluent Mitzris, the Lashon Mitzris. He spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Aaron then interpreted for Pari. This demonstrated the superiority of Moshe Rabbeinu by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to learn Lashon Mitzvahs. He was spoken his Lashon HaKodesh, and Aaron HaKohen interpreted for him, showed his mastery over Pari. It says in the Medrash HaGadol, the Pasuk reveals to us the great Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire world was created for Moshe Rabbeinu, yet he was so humble. Surely other people who are not as worthy should be humble. Moshe says, who am I? Who's going to listen to me? The Zephoner says in Moshe Pitz over here that he has a speech impediment because he thought that now he would have to speak to Pari on his own. This contrast was the first public dialogue which was done through Aaron. It says in the Shlach Kodesh that the Torah HaKodesh is called Torah Moshe, as it says in the Pasuk at the end of Malachi. The tendency of the world is that one with a sweet tongue who can articulate clearly will have the masses follow his every word, even if his words are not inherently not good. People will believe him. He has a beautiful speech. He articulates clearly. Moshe had a speech impediment in order to prove the Torah which he relayed was in and of itself sweet, and not sweet because of the way it was presented. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu was an unbelievable speaker, a charismatic person, and he got people to listen to him even though it made no sense. Fakat, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak well, and he didn't speak well to show that the Torah is true in and of itself. It says in the Joshua Saran, it says in the Chult and Pashas Yisrael that at the time of Matan Torah, everyone's blemishes were healed. Why wasn't Moshe being healed from a speech impediment? If everything, everyone was healed, Moshe wasn't. Had Moshe been healed and had a smooth tongue, one could have advanced an argument that the reason that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah HaKadosh was because of his smooth tongue and not because the Torah is true. Moshe remained with his speech impediment so that it would be known that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah for their love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, and not because they were convinced by his smooth words. It says in the Chassan Sefer, Yoinah did not want to go to Nineveh to rebuke the people for fear that they would listen and do tshuva. He was scared they would do tshuva. This would make Klal Yisrael look wicked, bad, because they did not do tshuva. It would cast a very bad light on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not listen to Moshe and did not believe in the upcoming Geula. Moshe feared that if he would go to Pari, if Pari would listen, this would be a great kitri on Klal Yisrael. How can it be that Pari will listen to me? I have a speech impediment. Meaning, how can I allow such a kitrig on Klal Yisrael which would occur? Pari would listen to me with my speech impediment. I have a speech impediment. Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me. Power, the king, listens to me. It's going to be a terrible kitrug on Klal Yisrael, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go. It says in the Hamik Dover, Mayemi Moshe El Hashem, which means that Moshe spoke to Hashem and told him that he could not speak to Power because of his speech impediment. Over here, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem, Vaydavi Moshe, Lifnei Hashem. Here, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem, Moshe spoke to himself in front of Hashem. He was in front of Hashem, but he spoke to himself. As I state in the Hamik Dover, the Mayim Beis Yeshiva says, and Moshe believed that he was not worthy of the Shlichus and the Rebbeinu Shalom. He believed that the reason for the Shlichus was because it was a Gzeira against Klal Yisrael. Certainly, Pari would not listen to him, and he would make Klal Yisrael work even harder. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron and commanded them about Klal Yisrael. The word Vayitzavim was to tell Moshe that this mission was a mitzvah and not a Gzeira. Even afterwards, Moshe felt that although it was a mitzvah, the shlichus was to free Klal Yisrael. Pari would not listen to him because of his speech impediment. Moshe said this to himself, to be mechazik himself, that although Pari would not listen to him, nonetheless, he would follow the Ratzon Hashem and go speak to him. Moshe believed that he wouldn't listen, but nonetheless, he was going to follow the Ratzon Hashem. That is the pshat over here of why he keeps on repeating Moshe had a speech impediment. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Rebbeinu Shalom could make anything happen. Certainly had the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, he could have made Moshe speak fluently in all languages without any speech impediment. There were reasons that Moshe had the speech impediment. Most importantly is what we can learn from it. Moshe stating that he was aroused to Messiah was a soliloquy. He was speaking to himself. Moshe was speaking to himself, to mechazik himself. Moshe was on a great level of ruchnius that even he had to consistently work on himself. He continued to repeat that everything is in the control of the Rebbeinu Shloim, and he was just following his will. Tremendous lesson for us to constantly repeat over and over again that whatever Christ we do have, they're all from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Have a good Shabbos.